Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, July 8th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of local and regional news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Building bonds and giving back. Miramar Park of Commerce strengthens support for Hanging with 5-0 Police Youth Camp. Miramar Park of Commerce, along with Sunbeam Properties and Development, continues to strengthen its support for the Hanging with 5-0 Police Youth Camp. The recent beach cleanup and barbecue event at Hollywood North Park Beach brought together Miramar police officers and campers from the Miramar Police Athletic League summer program. This initiative, now in its 20th year, aims to build trust between local law enforcement and underserved Miramar students aged 9 to 14. Sunbeam Properties and Development has been a longtime sponsor of the camp, stepping in 16 years ago to fund it after city budget cuts. The company's vice president, Ryan Goggins, emphasized the lasting impact of the program on the community, highlighting the positive relationships it fosters between officers and at-risk youth. In addition to supporting Hanging with 5-0, Sunbeam Properties and Development has also contributed to various local causes and nonprofit organizations in Miramar, including funding for the Anson Sports Complex and hosting supply and toy drives for military families and local children.
National Museum of Mathematics to host 9th Annual New York City Math Festival on Fosun Plaza. The National Museum of Mathematics, MoMath, will host the 9th Annual New York City Math Festival on Fosun Plaza. The festival will take place on Saturday, July 12th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., offering engaging exhibits, hands-on activities, mathematical games, and group constructions. Attendees can enjoy new features from Math Midway 2 Go and Editions, the MoMath Shop. The festival will also feature a 120-foot numberline tightrope, interactive exhibits, geometric sculpture builds, juggling demonstrations, robotics activities, and more. Guests can enter a raffle to win a free MoMath family membership. The event highlights the role of mathematics in our everyday lives and promises something for all ages.
Radical Kindness. Roland Park Community Foundation completes its $9 million purchase of Hillside Park. The Roland Park Community Foundation has completed its $9 million purchase of Hillside Park, a 20-acre tract they plan to open to the public as a new civic amenity. This purchase, after 25 years of planning and fundraising, marks a significant milestone for the community. The land, once part of a golf course, will be owned and maintained by a private nonprofit entity, ensuring it won't be a burden on the city's budget. This new park, located across from Poly and Western High Schools, is the first of its size in Baltimore since Patterson Park in 1860. A ribbon-cutting event is scheduled for October 10th to celebrate the opening of Hillside Park, which will be accessible from dawn to dusk. For more information and to show support, visit hillsideparkmd.org.
Former U.S. Senator Benjamin Cardin of Maryland donates his political papers to Johns Hopkins University. Former U.S. Senator Benjamin Cardin of Maryland has donated his political papers to Johns Hopkins University's Sheridan Libraries and University Museums. The collection spans nearly 60 years of Cardin's career, including his time in the Maryland House of Delegates, the U.S. House of Representatives, and his 3 terms as a U.S. Senator. The majority of the materials focus on his Senate career from 2007 to 2024. Cardin, 81, emphasized the importance of understanding history and civic engagement, especially for young people. The collection covers a wide range of topics, from healthcare and environmental protection to foreign relations and the COVID-19 pandemic. This valuable donation will provide researchers and students with insight into Cardin's legislative work and contributions to American politics.
Universal Parking awarded new parking contracts in Florida. Universal Parking, a leading innovator in the parking industry, announces new parking management contracts for the Central in downtown St. Petersburg and Wynwood Plaza in Miami. These projects mark Universal Parking's expansion efforts to enhance guest experiences through innovative, full-service parking solutions. Tim Walsh, president and CEO, expresses excitement in supporting vibrant communities and local culture through effective parking services. The Central in St. Petersburg adds 540 parking spaces to the city's Edge District, supporting economic growth and access to transit. In Miami, Wynwood Plaza offers 645 parking spaces for a seamless experience in a mixed-use campus, promoting creativity and sustainability. Universal Parking partners with Ellison Development and Evolution Parking to deliver top-notch service and operations. Learn more at universalparking.com. Lindora, leader in wellness solutions, debuts first Texas location in Dallas. Lindora, a leader in wellness solutions, has opened its first Texas location in Dallas, marking its entry into the Texas market. The new studio at 6060 Forest Ellen, Suite 890, offers weight loss services, nutritional guidance, wellness shots, hormone replacement therapy, and more. Lindora Preston Forest is open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. To celebrate the opening, there is a 25% lifetime membership discount available until June 21st, or until the first 150 memberships are sold. The studio will host a grand opening celebration on June 21st with complimentary B12 shots, wellness demonstrations, and studio tours. Co-owners Beth Hanchin and Shweta Chadha are excited to bring Lindora's wellness approach to Texas for the first time, providing personalized, medically guided solutions for better health and long-term vitality.
Comfort Area Foundation launches relief fund after devastating floods in the Texas Hill Country. The Comfort Area Foundation has launched the Comfort Flood Relief Fund to aid communities in the Texas Hill Country devastated by recent floods. The nonprofit, with 25 years of service in the region, is accepting donations to support recovery efforts in Centerpoint, TX, and across Kendall and Kerr counties. 100% of contributions will go to local nonprofits assisting flood victims and first responders. The foundation emphasizes that in small towns like Comfort, recovery is about neighbors helping neighbors. To contribute, visit comfortfloodrelief.com. The foundation's long-standing mission of improving the quality of life in Comfort and surrounding areas is evident in its commitment to supporting the community in times of crisis.
Q&A with David Hennessy, digital marketing manager of CertaPro Painters, how franchise brands can win on social media. David Hennessy, digital marketing manager at CertaPro Painters, shares insights on how franchise brands can effectively utilize social media. Common pitfalls include focusing solely on sales and neglecting engagement with users. It's crucial to have a solid plan for interacting with customers and sharing authentic, relatable content. An example of successful social media impact was partnering with influencers to reach a younger audience. Franchise brands should pay attention to social media management tools like Ralio for efficient content sharing. Educating franchisees on the importance of local branding and sharing market-specific content is key for deeper consumer connections.
State Roundup. Maryland's aging population grows. Lobbyist campaign donations skyrocket. Impact of Moore's weed pardons limited. Maryland's aging population is growing faster than the national average, with a 3.35% increase in those aged 65 and older. Lobbyists in Maryland have increased their campaign donations by nearly 75% ahead of the 2026 election, benefiting Governor Wes Moore and other officials. A year after Governor Moore's weed pardons, the practical impact has been limited. Immigrant advocates are concerned that recent court actions could lead to child separations. Maryland Democrats in Congress have accepted free trips paid for by nonprofit groups to destinations like Italy and Israel. Gun deaths in Baltimore City have plummeted thanks to a public health approach to gun violence. A Prince George's County resident fell victim to an $85,000 scam by someone posing as an FTC agent.
historic Fort Garrison Fort in Baltimore County, is being preserved by dedicated neighbors. A letter written by Thomas Jefferson has been sold to an Annapolis collector for $90,000. Howard County raises new flag. Howard County officially raised its new flag Monday in front of the county's George Howard Building. The design by longtime county resident and designer Eason Paradiso won a year-long competition that attracted 209 entries from 102 individuals. The new flag reflects Howard County's natural and human resources, blending its agricultural past with an optimistic future. County Executive Calvin Ball praised the unique design, stating it will inspire and be recognizable to all. The flag features an arch symbolizing the county's historical past and dynamic future, with stripes representing its abundance of agriculture and natural resources. The golden circle signifies the energy of the sun and a bright future, while the blue represents endless skies and hope. The green symbolizes planned preservation of the environment and a growing, culturally appreciative community. Van Leeuwen Ice Cream opens July 11 in Atlanta. Van Leeuwen Ice Cream, the nationally beloved brand known for its cult favorite dairy and vegan ice cream, is opening its first Atlanta scoop shop on Friday, July 11th, on the ground floor of 6119 Ponce, the newly opened four-story mass timber building at Ponce City Market. To celebrate the grand opening, Van Leeuwen is offering $1 scoops from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and the first 100 guests will receive a free Van Leeuwen tote bag. The new shop will also debut a limited-time collaboration Sunday with Bomb Biscuit Co., featuring one scoop of Van Leeuwen honeycomb, half of a Bomb Biscuit chocolate chip biscuit, salted caramel, and whipped cream. The Ponce City Market shop will serve more than 30 signature flavors, including award-winning vanilla bean, mango sticky rice, and Sicilian pistachio. For more information, visit vanleeuwenicecream.com. Play It Again Sports is now open in Jefferson City, offering a new way to buy and sell quality gear. Play It Again Sports has opened its first location in Jefferson City, offering athletes of all ages a place to buy and sell quality used sports and fitness equipment. From football gear to golf clubs, Play It Again Sports provides a sustainable option for families looking to save on sports equipment. The store is owned by Phil and Nancy Minarek, who saw a need in the community for affordable sports gear. Unlike consignment stores, Play It Again Sports pays customers on the spot for their equipment, making it easy for anyone to sell their gear. For more information, visit the new Play It Again Sports location at 2525 Missouri Boulevard, Suite A, or call 573-616-2395.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.